Families of two passengers killed in Northeast Philadelphia earlier this year have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the airplane's owner. WHYY's Corey Sharber has details and explains.
The lawsuit filed Monday accuses MedJets, a Mexican air carrier that specializes in medical transport, of carelessness and negligence for the January 31st crash. The plane was traveling from Philly to Tijuana, Mexico, when it crashed on Common Avenue less than a minute after takeoff, sending a massive fireball into the sky and creating a crater several feet deep. Eight people, including all six on board and two others on the ground, were killed in the crash and resulting fire. 20 others were hurt. The lawsuit claims the company failed to engage in regular maintenance of their over 40-year-old aircraft and even cites the NTSB findings that the plane's black box recorder likely hadn't worked in years. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
PJM member states are urging the regional power grid operator not to pass along the costs of high-energy data centers to families. A proposal from some state lawmakers would require data centers to pay for their own energy costs. PJM stakeholders are meeting this week to vote on proposals. Delaware State Senator Stephanie Hansen says PJM has been too slow in adding supply to the grid. Now she says there's suggestions to give data centers preferential treatment.
Now we're seeing proposals to allow data centers to pick and choose fossil resources that can cut in line ahead of clean energy projects that would bring economic benefits and help us meet our state renewable energy goals.
Delaware, Maryland, and New Jersey recently passed laws so they'll know how each PJM stakeholder voted. In the past, voting was a secret process. Mostly cloudy skies on this Tuesday afternoon, rather gray outside in Philadelphia at this hour, 49 degrees currently in Center City. The cloudy conditions continue. Temperatures, though, do stay steady for the next several hours, hovering right there around 50 degrees. By later tonight, though, we do see a chance of showers moving into the pictures. Looks like we could begin to see some sprinkles around 10 or 11.